Sports.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And I am here. I was going to say, and I'm back. I almost said I'm back. This is Bill Grant, your host of Not Dreamer. I am the Dreamer, but this is not the show Dreamer. It used to be. But either way, we're still on Revolution Radio. Either way, we're still a listener-supported station. World's largest internet listener-supported station with about 70 to 90 plus hosts overall. Probably over 100 over the years. You know, some are not with us anymore, unfortunately. But this is Argon. Welcome back. And I have to kind of get my mind back together again from doing laundry and a bunch of stuff and prepping for tomorrow. Thank God it was a warm day. And I know it's Halloween weekend for a lot of people. And I know a lot of you are probably not listening, unless you're listening on an iPad or an iPhone or some iThing or pad this or sell that or something. And basically look out for the coyotes. I know we have them here. Day and night, every day and every night, and owls too, and everything else, and bears sometimes. I'm probably lucky enough not to have bumped into a bear, and giant spiders, All those spiders you see at the store and you're buying for your yard, they just crawl in and out of my port all the time. Not lately, except for the red ones. I don't really know what those are. They're kind of red burgundy. But I let one live the other night. Might have been last night. I can't tell anymore. Anyway, welcome back to Argon Studio B. I think I got it right. Yep. And, I got to check it. Got to get into the matrix. Got to get into chat. Hopefully you'll donate during the show, during the break. Let me turn that back off. I don't know. I still don't know if anyone can hear that when I hear it. I'm under the assumption for some reason in the past that you cannot hear that when I play it. But I know certain things you can, but I did not share that. But it might be already listed as something to share. Anyway, it is really just the 29th. Halloween weekend, we could call it, because you know how the holidays go, the holy days, the holly, holy days, the holo, the hologram days go, as they usually try to latch it onto a whole entire weekend starting Friday, not a weekend like Saturday and Sunday, but like Friday through Sunday, then eventually they extend that to Friday through Monday, and then if you get a holiday, holiday, the next week after that extends Friday through Monday, then they just, basically say, just take the week off. And that's why I love New Year's time and all that stuff. Except, they got to scatter the work days in between because they got to get some labor and some blood out of you, some sweat and some tears out of you as much as they can, unless they want you to fail. They don't want you to work on your own either way. They want you to work for them, and that way they make money from you. Then you pay taxes too, and then they also make more money from you that way. Then you pay double and triple taxes. Then you pay and pay and pay. So, that was just the beginning of the pay. So Halloween, it is a holy weekend, according to many. It really is actually supposed to be holy. It's not meant to be evil. It was just eventually turned into something where, since the spirits can be communicated with easier on Halloween night, they just assumed, since that's pagan, they're automatically evil spirits, and then assumed that they would come back out of the grave in some cases, and they'd be demons and goblins and ghouls flying around and walking around and creeping around, sneaking around, or not sneaking, just all coming out, coming to get you. And if they think you're human, they're going to get you, going to eat you. And take you to the grave, then you'll be a ghost spirit that'll come out of the grave. Because most people aren't going to heaven like they think. The Bible tells you nobody goes to heaven. Almost nobody at all. So, think about it. The Bible says 144,000 people are already in the book of life. When the big guy comes back to reclaim everybody out of the ground and the sea from which they died. So nobody goes to heaven, not even before that. No one is in heaven, according to Revelations and other passages of the Bible. So remember that, Christians. Remember, I'm neither Christian nor Luciferian or anything. I'm a universalist. I've established my own religions. And, of course, they're not final by any means. And science is not settled, and I'm not settled, and my beliefs aren't settled. There's some that are definitely settled, and they are final, but no one's perfect, and the problem with Earth and angels and super demon god angels and all that stuff is they all think they made it to heaven. They all think they made it to the highest, smartest point, no matter how smart they were, no matter how right they were. They didn't make it to the top, and they were imperfect, and they thought they were infallible, so they thought they could not fall. Infallible, like fall. It's fall now. Leaves are falling. And they were very fallible, although it's probably going to take a billion years to knock them down. And that's really what Halloween's all about, isn't it? Really? Kind of? Sort of? No? Anyway, I'm hoping to hear the owl when I go out tonight. I haven't heard the coyotes yet. I've been too busy to even listen for them. But as soon as I leave here, they'll be howling. They'll be okay. I was going to tape record. I was going to ask my neighbors and stuff to just tape record like an hour, just constant howling, individual ones, different types of sounds, loud ones, long ones, short ones, ones in whole packs, whole excited sounds, back and forth. all kinds of things. And you got the dogs in the background, and then you got the maybe wolves. I don't think there are wolves around here. We have wolves sort of distant from my where I used to live. Generally not around in the inner sections of Rhode Island or the cities, and not even around the outer skirts of the cities. But definitely coyotes and foxes and occasionally stray wolves come through. We do have them. And we do have bears occasionally, and rarely here, you know, a moose would make it that far south down to Rhode Island from like Maine and stuff. We kind of have everything. And then there's like supposedly Bigfoot and all kinds of stuff. And maybe even the dodo bird. So anyway, hope you're wearing your costume. See, now they're still doing Corona-like things. The Corona scare, you know, the whole COVID scare has impacted and will permanently impact you all. Permanently. It will be forever. It's not going to go away. And the effects and the impacts of it are going to be till the end of the earth. And I mean the end of the earth. The end of all humans or the earth. It'll be one of those. One way or the other, indirectly or not. And part of the little examples would be I'm not into this stuff. I don't have kids or anything, but the truck or treat, the trunk or treat. Well, they'll probably have truck or treat too. And like they got them in school parking lots and different parking lots and like in scary bad times. First, we don't want to get coronavirus or any kind of cold, and we don't want to get the flu. So we better make sure you wear a mask, triple it up, and then put a mask on for Halloween. Don't forget the Halloween mask over your masks. And I don't know what a lot of places don't mandatorily make the masks anymore, although many, many places still, last I heard, do around the globe and everything, around the earth. And essentially now you got a bunch of pansies doing the scary, scared, them being scared, doing things in daylight in the easy, easy way. Now, I can kind of, it's kind of a cool idea, actually. I mean, I kind of like the idea. It depends, like, they made big events out of it. I like big events. And, like, outdoor events and everything, like, they'd have a whole section, a whole road, or whole giant thing loaded with everybody's cars and trucks and trunks open, and just a big feast going on, kind of a big fun event. But I used to like prowling the streets in the dark. See, I told you to wear masks, and I told you not to do it in the daytime. And you're safer to do it in the daytime, and you're safer to do it with the mask on, because you don't want the pedophile kidnappers, which are tons of them, devil worshippers, especially now, this weekend, today, last night, today, tonight, tomorrow. And days after, there will be. Not an if. It's not an if. Right this second, there's probably someone being sacrificed, killed. Right now. Because you're all like, oh, the aliens are coming to save us. Well, they're not here yet, and we're not saved. And in the meantime, people are getting slaughtered. That doesn't mean anything to a lot of people in comfort zones, and who have been comforted and comforting themselves with lullaby stories. Okay, I'm not into that. I'm not into little lullabies and pacification. I'm into facing hard facts and hard reality. And because of my hard, continuous push, I ended up homeless, kind of homeless, and ruined. And it's because that's how things work here on Earth. People will not face reality. I faced reality. I got trashed. You don't face reality and you go along with the show, you'll last a longer time, kind of, sort of. It depends on exactly who you are. But I mean, see, you'll live in a lesser healthy state mentally and physically. Yeah, you might live a long time. You might end up in a pod. You might end up in a hospital, free Medicare for maybe 100 years. You're never going to go out and have fun again, though. Probably not even going to remember what the hell that means. A lot of you, some of you. And we got the most messed up kids of all time ever in history and people. So it's not going to end well. And I've data crunched it all for years, for a lifetime. I'm not a little nobody that just kind of coasted through life, picked some little job that anybody can do, made some money, you know, and kind of got ready for retirement. And didn't just simply have a little bit of intuition here and there, read a couple books. No, I crunched, okay? I crunched all the facts my whole life and did a damn good job at it too. Better than just about everybody else, which is why I stayed out of the game. And everybody who joined the game, no matter how intelligent they are, no matter what IQ they have, no matter what complicated job they do, gymnastics or whatever you call it, I don't give a damn. You were suckered. I wasn't. I was smarter. So now I'm kind of an idiot. Now I'm just trying to sort of save, maybe at this point, maybe just extend your life, extend a lot of your lives. Maybe, you know, the tiny chance of saving a lot more people actually and getting right through and winning a real war. Nobody's really fighting a real war, except for people that are actually fighting real wars around the globe, which is coming your way. Eventually, it's coming your way. It's going to drain all of you. It's going to impact all of you. So now we have what's going to be permanent. Masks are not mandatory anymore. The whole corona scare is mostly blown out. And we're still doing trunk or treat. Now, they just destroyed Halloween. And they're destroying Christmas. And they will destroy it. Christmas is ruined, actually. It's been ruined, especially for people who already lost their lives, their homes, their families. Already got divorces, already lost their kids, already lost their jobs. Already, everything already happening is about to happen to a ton of people on the edge. And they're not going to survive. You're not going to keep your business. And you're not going to keep your restaurant open. And you are not going to keep your marriage. And you are not going to keep your home. You are going to lose it. A ton of you listening and not, especially the ones who don't listen, they are going to be losing it. And then they're going to lose it. So it's not stoppable. It isn't stoppable. And we might be able to win. You can always say there's always hope. There's always hope. But I know the chances are extraordinarily stacked against you all. And I mean a lot more than you think. When you make a bet, when you go gambling, especially when you're an addict, you know there's certain times when it's a real easy bet, an easy gamble. You can still lose. You know when it's time to not make a bet and you can still win. But generally, you know, if you're playing it smart, you know you're going to lose that hand. You know you're going to lose that game. You know you're going to lose something, depending on what you're playing. And when the odds are stacked against you, they're stacked against you. You do not make the bet that you're going to be a winner. You assume you're going to lose. If you have a mental problem and you can't help it because it's exciting, it's exciting. You want to, hey, I mean, you might win. Wow, think about it. Chances are next to nothing that I'm going to win, but if I won, it'll be incredible. And I can afford to lose right now. So you do it. It's exciting. You want the excitement. If it was a guarantee, it wouldn't be exciting. But that's a different story because that's not about pain and suffering and misery and actually dying and then actually having your race and your country and your culture completely go be degenerated, destroyed, fall apart, and eventually go extinct. Actual extinction. And although the bad guys, the bad people, the bad things may eventually someday be outed in the universe, which I dearly hope. Hell, he might be totally right. I see their logic. Well, now that everybody just let them roll right on over them, I mean, I really see their logic again. Unlike something, you know, I didn't want to and I went against it. But, hey, the facts are in. I see all the data points. I see all the connections. I made all the connections many, many years ago. Gave you all a chance and ultimately failed. You didn't totally fail. I was really glad you protested and still protest. the ones who like Trump. I understand why you like Trump. I understand the logic that you were edged and pushed into that direction. It's way more, it's far more sound than the opposite side. Although he's using you as a sucker, and not too many people would be able to tell. I can tell. He's just using you. You're all being patsy. It's a patsy. Doesn't matter if he is or not. You don't bet like that. It's a fair bet that he's playing you all. If there's even a remote chance that's true, you need to dump Trump. And it's not remote. It's pretty fairly the probability. You need to get rid of the whole damn thing. We need to tear apart all the governments of the world, tear them down essentially, have them all be fired, and not have Trump be the one to do the firing. You be the one to do the firing. You fire Trump. You fire them all. And then rebuild back gradually, carefully, and never allow any group to gain power again, because if you stay in the game, stay responsible, stay on top of it, it'll generally all even out for everybody's sake. And the criminals themselves will even be glad you did. And a lot of them will be kind of turned to the better side, the good side. But anyway, it's still Halloween. So lock up your children, put them in a cage so that they don't get caught and put in a cage. And you can do it just for the night or a few nights. They get caught by somebody else, they'll be in it for, until they get killed. But could be a year. Who knows? Who the hell knows? Right? You're going to risk it? Anyway, so you don't want to go trick-or-treating in the daytime. First of all, it's boring. That sucks. Second of all, the pedos can see all of you. And then they can follow you home a lot easier this way. And they're gonna see your face. The machines and all the cameras and in the stores and everywhere you pass by, and the bank camera and this and that, and anything following you. All the new cameras are gonna be putting up like we're England 2.0. They're never gonna get away with anything. You're never gonna get away with a stolen license plate, a stolen car, a faked one, a made anything. Never going to go. You rebels are never going to make it. It's just about too late now. And you're never going to rebel anyway. You're in basically war. They're going to drag you into war. There's no time to rebel. It's too late for rebelling. I mean, the whole idea of there's going to be a civil war again, that's already thrown under the bus. Forget it. You lost the opportunity. It's gone. Okay? And you can't win now. You can't be winning all wars and all fronts. New 9/11 will come up. Next thing you know, you'll all be lining up. All you patriots are going to be lining up to go fight the next real war. And it will be a real war, and you will need to fight it. But see, you weren't supposed to let it get this far to the point where it becomes a real war and that you would actually need to fight it. And whether it's a false flag or not, you will actually probably need to fight some enemy. Like, all the enemies do need fighting, like China, Russia, everybody, most countries, are basically to free their citizens, completely free them, and between a democracy to a democratic republic, or complete and total freedom altogether. The only other way would be like a benevolent dictatorship, which the Brotherhoods claim they're trying to do. That's why they're trying to take you over. That's why they keep getting people to work for them, because it sounds so pure, so perfect. So what a noble cause. That's noble. We'll take them over for their safety sake and free them, and we'll teach them everything we need to know. And plus, we'll make sure all the criminals are eliminated. That's just they believe they're the ultimate moral guide, period, end of story. They think they've been given the ultimate moral authority, and they mean moral and they mean authority, period. But I know more of what most people talk about, and I do know the real plan is complete extermination. I know this. I'm sort of one of them. See, nobody's getting this. It's really not sinking in. I'm practically Illuminati. In a way, I am Illuminati. I don't want to even say it. In some ways, you could say, just going by the words, illuminated and so on and so on, enlightened, internally intellectual, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Not like Luciferian on the side of like sacrificing anybody and anything like that, but it was more like the technocratic Luciferian type. It's like a redefining, a redefinition of like what Christ is and was and is going to be. And then like it just gets deeper and mostly darker, but everything else is like trying to dazzle you with rainbows and sparkles and stuff. And a lot of it does make perfect sense, but that's the catch. It's just the hook. It's the sugar pill. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just to get as many people in on the game as possible until they realize, but it will be too late. It'll be too late. And, but either way, again, it's Halloween and we got the trunk or treat. And now you have to do it in the daytime. You got to do it at the school. So it's by the government. The government's helping you, you know. The government give you a great idea, you know. Just go bring it by the trunk. It might have been from the people, but I don't believe that it would be natural anyway. And besides, that would be conformist. That's just you trying to cope with their rules instead of negating their rules. That's you trying to get around something in a way that's, you're not getting around it. You didn't get around anything. You stopped trick-or-treating. The Halloween is over. It's over. There is no more real Halloween in many places, some places for sure. It's being demolished. And they want all holidays to go away because they want the New World Order religion. And they want everything unified, and therefore there will be no more individualistic celebrations of individual versions of individual religions and differences in culture and differences in area, differences in belief. No, it'll all be communistic and it'll all be one, and they think that's stupid anyway. They pretty much think celebrating is actually stupid. And with very few exceptions, like worshiping the one world order God, worshiping the AI and the leader, that kind of thing, and the holy day that they took over for the world's sake. They saved Gaia. They're going to save Gaia and all little pests that crawl in the roots of all trees. They're so holy. They're so holy. I'm not into saving Gaia. Okay? Now, I know I like a lot of people that are because they love nature. I love nature, but I'm not fooled by it. I'm a scientist, and I know exactly what nature is and what it isn't. It is less than human. It is not as advanced as us, and it is not going to make it. Most humans are not even going to make it. Of course, we all have an eternal soul. We're going to come back, and we're going to try again. We're going to be given another chance. You might be given purgatory or something and all that kind of stuff. And I don't believe in eternal hell. I know that's false. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm, in other words, I know 100% I'm correct. A lot of people don't believe in saying 100%. Don't be so sure. Are you God? You know, when somebody asks you if you're a God, you know what the Ghostbusters say. We're all gods. We're just little gods. And little G, you know? Little G, I'm just little G. Little Grant. Little Bill Grant. Anyway, absolutely. So some things we can know, some things we're not going to know in this lifetime, maybe many more to come. But you gotta be careful because it's a dangerous time of the year, the whole weekend. A lot of people are out just, you know, mostly it's like a super like clubbing weekend. I used to love Halloween just for going like from club to club, from bar to bar, like doing karaoke singing. And but it's all rigged, folks. Don't bother. For the most part, don't bother unless you really know the people well. You know, those who are going to win, it's rigged. A lot of them are just plain rigged. It's just their friends or somebody they got bribed by or something. And somebody that's really just popular. It's not going to be about the best costume. In other words, you know, when you win something, you know, you become, you know, you get the costume, what do you call it? Like a contest. Yeah, forget it. It's just, this, I've seen so many awesome costumes just not win to, like, just crap. I mean, or just okay stuff, or mediocre, or just all too average stuff. When you see this really cool, like, outfit that took a lot of time and thought, and it was individual, it wasn't like store bought, lose to a store bought something. Like, no, get out of here. You're just stupid bar drunks, okay? I don't mean you going to the contest. I mean the people picking the winners and losers. I mean those people that. My ex should have definitely won one particular night, but we did find out that it was definitely rigged up more than once at some places and to their friends. And it was like pretty obvious. And then we definitely found out for sure later. And but an intuitive would know that most of the time, not all the time. Remember, psychics don't know everything every second. It's not like that. And I forgot what the hell was in my head and dreams and visions. I had a whole bunch of stuff. I don't remember them. It was some military. Oh, a big construction project in the winter on the bay, edge of a bay. I think it might be related to some of the future war machines being built that are going to float in the air. They're going to be floating cities, essentially. They're going to be floating battleships. That's what they are. In reality, they're going to be spaceships, but that's not for you to know about. They'll be using them in space. Probably time to. Who the hell knows? Who knows? Probably fly off to the edge of the solar system, hit a freaking portal, and out of here. Then back again before they left. I'm just not surprised by anything at all. When you have the money and you've had that kind of money for that long and such a big, powerful spy machine for so long, you get all the think tanks from the entire Earth. You kind of have it all. You can put it together when you're a real scientist and a real thinker, and you can steal and hire them and bribe them. You get what you're at. You get what you're looking for. And I know they have anti-gravity. I know they have flying this and flying that and free energy, absolute certainty. I know they have spaceships. I know their freaking stealth bombers can go into space, can go to space and fly as a spaceship. All kinds of crap like this. All kinds of crap. That's 30 years, 35, I don't know, a long time ago. That was probably 40 something years ago. I don't know, when did they make the stealth officially? They started showing the guy Candlish, the artist who seemed to have been murdered over the last couple of years, I guess a year or something. I don't know. I wish I met him. I might have met him. I don't specifically remember, though. And but he went to the same events I did, knew some of the same people I knew and speakers and stuff. But he was, I believe, one of the ones who, on Popular Science and magazines like that, started drawing the proposed future stealth bombers to come, what shape they could be. And they had a lot of cool shapes. He made a lot of cool shapes. He did a great job. And I was to work on eventual one of them. And I'm kind of confused. There was more than one. I'm kind of confused at which was which. I probably said it wrong over the past. I don't know. There's the Pumpkin Seed Project and the Aurora and a bunch of other stuff I was to be a part of as my foot in the door a long time ago, 1994. But just looking at some stuff from 1994 today. Matter of fact, I might have it in this notebook I'm going to get to. And it's even the electronics that power many, many, like, missiles and, like, anything. Like, they actually have, some things have an anti-gravity property, or if that's not the case, they'll have a free energy it's like a side effect of, like, that particular kind of crystalline setup in the wire to operate some timer and properly. I mean, it just they've got it all. They've had it all for such a long time. It's not funny. But of course, they believe in the pyramid scheme, which means only one ruler, and all the knowledge is at the top, and at the top, and almost none of the real knowledge and weapons are anywhere near the middle, especially not the bottom. Just basically kind of scattered through it down to the bottom, little sprinkles for us. And people like me figure it out. I'm certainly not 100% certain about, like five things. And I may have gotten it right each time. Not really sure yet. I can't even think straight anymore. That's the idea. They burn you out. They burn you all out. They age you out. They age you out. They wait till you age out and die while they gradually keep making the new deals with the new suckers. And then you just go on. They bury the past. They make you forget. They bury you. And then you are forgotten. That's what they're doing to me. That's what they're doing to you. That's what they're doing to everybody and everything in the war in Ukraine. That's what they're doing there now. They're blowing things up. You keep cheering for that. You shouldn't. I want Ukraine free. I don't care if it is corrupted. I certainly don't want them being run by like the Bidens and or the Clintons and things like that. But on the other hand, if they did that for the purpose of destroying Russia's communistic ability, I would have liked it and agreed with it. But I can also understand some of communism's purposes, but I'm still against it. Every form of government has something good about it. It's why it sounds good to somebody, and they go with it, outside of them just being criminals. But, you know, anyway, happy Halloween. And trick-or-treating for a lot of you is going to suck, I know. In my old neighborhood, that was my favorite trick-or-treating place, is gone. Literally, actually, it took all the homes down, like I keep saying. My favorite place, one of my favorite places. It's like they're erasing me and all my friends and the people from the smartest locations. People, I don't know what happened. Everybody's probably crack whores for all I know, a lot of them. But generally, it came from the overall, not necessarily highest IQ place on earth, but the best well-rounded people on the whole entire planet. Warwick, Rhode Island, Providence. Warwick, Providence. Let's just say from Providence through Cranston to Warwick. And then outer extensions of North Kingstown and South Kingstown. Everything else kind of straggles off after that, but everything else is great still in Rhode Island. And we're still all fairly well connected. All of New England kind of was. Weren't entirely together, but I was noticing something the other night on a map. I did not travel a certain way I thought I did. But I thought for a long time as a child I was born in Warwick. And then I kind of thought it was, I wasn't sure if it was Cranston or Providence, because the hospital there is kind of on the line, kind of right near, at least one of the side roads cuts through the edge of Cranston, not Cranston. But it's definitely Providence. I kind of wonder if that's even wrong. I mean, I thought I was born in Kent County Hospital for a while. A lot of my cousins were. That's really what it was about. But Providence, it's a city. It's kind of a corrupt city, but not too bad. Not like New York. It's a small city. And it does mean, like, Providence. It's kind of a holy word. So in a way, it does kind of make me feel good. At least the word, the verbiage is there. Born in Providence on Reservoir Avenue, like a reservoir of a well of souls, thinking about Halloween and everything. It's a reservoir of water, and water is life. It's like life force, and being in that vase, that vessel, that vassal of life, to be born out of the water. And, you know, water is money and life units and life force, and in a sense, and all that. So it's kind of interesting, and that's where the hospital my CIA Linus O'Rourke's dad ran. And, of course, I was clipped there as a child, which is a, kind of a Jewish thing, which gives you extra respect and privileges in life by the Jews anyway. It might be what saved me, and it might be connected to why I met Linus O'Rourke in one way or the other. Yeah, hell, while I was born, he might have been passing by the room. His son and his dad, who knows? It's just interesting connections in the world. And watching that place develop over the years, too. But, okay, back to Halloween, right? You might be at a nightclub tonight. See, Halloween is like, 2 days away from now, but people are celebrating early instead. Oh, they're worried about work, what, like you have it. And, trying to get everything done early at the right time. Now they're switching the days. It's one thing to go out and go to nightclubs and stuff, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and all that. But it's a different thing to actually go trick-or-treating. And I forgot, it's going to be something different now, too. Hell, yeah, they might as well throw needles in there. Coronapox, needles or something. Well, a lot of people are afraid. Like here, they're doing the trunk-or-treat because, well, you know, it's safer because, you know, people mess with the candy. I mean, when I was 7, I mean, all us kids from 3 to 10, we knew they messed with the candy. We knew how they messed with it. They knew what they did to it. We weren't in trouble. We weren't retards, okay? We weren't retarded. If you are worried your kid is going to eat a bunch of things, there's something wrong. I come from a place where people's brains were constantly normally used, even as children. And it's like kind of sad to see so many people so worried, so pampered, babied, and beaten down, so extra worried, so extra smothered by these things that could and do occasionally happen to kids if they're not careful. But generally, they're naturally smart enough to know that. You, the parent, you know it. Then you, the parent, tell your own children because you're the parent, so you want to teach them. That's the concept. That's the idea. And then they should already be smart enough to instantly absorb it and trust you and know that could be true. And, hey, I don't want a razor blade in the top of my mouth, and I also don't want to die. That's pretty good advice. I'm not going to rebel tonight on that. I'm not going to give you a tantrum on, you know, might be a razor blade. You might want to look for lines and needle marks. People, if you don't know, needle marks, little holes, needle marks. That could mean a needle is in there. It could mean something was injected in there. Maybe they're force vaccinating you in your food anyway, which they are doing. They said they were going to do it, whether you like it or not, militaristic style, and they are doing it. And they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to do it more. It's only going to increase. So you're never going to rebel. We'll get that out of the way. You're never going to have a revolution because it's only going to be war from here on. War is going to take you away from all that. They're going to get $1 trillion and above dollars to, and they're going to make new allyships like I keep telling you over and over again. They already began the allyships with Australia. They already began the new submarines, new submarine creating bases, new jobs. It's going to be plenty of jobs. Don't worry about jobs. Every time they destroy the economy, one of the purposes is to get you ready for jobs, government jobs. Yeah. And even if it's a mine, remember, the mine is not the local miner. It's the government mine. It's steel for, like, the government and military weapons and things like that. Okay, so it's all government. And that's what Trump did. That's why he opened up the aluminum this and the steel that or whatever. No, it was because, and it did go directly to, like, everything to do with the government. Wasn't like freed you from having to work, and it wasn't like he freed you in order to have a much better chance at having your own little businesses, one of which that wasn't going to be knocked down by, you guessed it, what I call the coronapox. Yeah, now we have trunk or treat forever. Okay, it's never going to change. It's not going to go away until it completely goes away. So now the pedos are going to get a good look at your face. Now the cameras are going to get a good look at your iris. You know, they're going to get your iris print, your data marks. Probably going to get your fingerprints too. They're going to know what size and shape and color your kid is now that's not dark. And they may or may not have a mask. Hell, they don't wear masks half the time. And I'm not talking about masks to breathe. You know, the ones that don't let you breathe. I'm talking about the ones that are what Halloween is all about. It just go down the street like, oh, I'm an actor. Can't you tell? Like some stupid thing. Some stupid concept. They don't have a costume. They can't even be a ghost. They don't even wear a toga sheet. And some of them dress up super cool, true. But what did I say before all this stuff happened? I said, you better get ready to wear like, better get ready to make masks like, and buy beach balls like Corona balls. And it did happen. And that's what you should have been doing, except not promoting it. And so anyway, it's going to go from war to this and war to that and war to somebody else. And they're going to, you know, become allies with what was the thing I had? What was the thing I wrote down about allyships? Where was it? Go back. I don't even know why this went back. It was probably something stupid, actually. I don't know, but all I remember is we're dealing with, as I wrote, well-equipped, ruthless, strategic predators. Okay, that's weak minds on a planet with well-equipped, ruthless, ultra-intelligent, ultra-strategic predators. Okay, that equals disaster and it equals extinction. And now it's Halloween and the kids are getting kidnapped and they're going to be killed. And that's what I was helping other people to fight, which they did. They did save, like I've said on and off in the past, hundreds of people, hundreds. Let's just say minimal 100 in one of the groups. I think there was 300 or three groups of 100 or something like that in the baby factory areas and captured what a lot of you used to call white slavery and stuff. So remember what I said. If you particularly have green eyes, you're in serious trouble. Second, if you have blue, and third, of course, if you're blonde, and most importantly, if you're a virgin. But actually, probably more importantly, I mean, the combination of being a virgin with blonde hair and green eyes, they will go through almost no limits to capture you. Pretty much any age you are. And you better look out. If you put your face on Facebook any time in your life, and one of the things that came before Facebook or on Twitter or something, or just somebody, if you just walked in the street with your face showing, forget it, you're a target. You are a target. They're going to try to get you. And, hell, if that's what you look like, you're probably one of them, but a lot of it's a more increased chance of that happening anyway. But anyway, I'm not necessarily dark. I'm just realistic, and I'm just sick of seeing unrealistic people of lesser intelligence, far, far less intelligence, try to tell everybody everything's perfect and going to be fine. It's not. I'm practically one of the people that would have been attacking you if I actually just made the choice. I know the plans and strategies and reasons, and I know the public across the planet. I know the levels of your advanced or non-advancedness. I know where you are. I know where you're at. I know the rules, like I keep telling you. I know the rules of the universe in many cases. They're solid. There isn't any way around it. This is not an advanced civilization, like I keep telling you, and that absolutely means complete disaster. It doesn't mean, well, there's a chance if we roll the dice and if somebody helps us out. No. Non-advanced, unadvanced civilizations all fall. They all do. Every civilization falls. Every advanced civilization falls. the only one that might not fall is the one that's absolutely the top in the universe. The pinnacle, top, perfect group, perfect people, actually perfect. Not close, not like nice and happy and they laugh a lot. No. No, they know pretty much everything. And they're very ultra-moralistic and so on and so on. And not even 1% of what we tolerate here, generally across the whole planet. Not necessarily right where you're at or your country, your little town, your family or you. That doesn't matter. You individually don't matter. Unless you're making a big difference as an individual, which generally people don't. They just blend in. But the average, and again, to go back to the Bible, I used to study the Bible. I used to go to Bible school. I used to go to every kind of freaking church most of my life, at least a good half of my life. I went to Catholic school a little bit, a couple times. And then like a fraction of a time, YMCA is also like Catholic and or Christian. Went to did that kind of stuff. I did all kinds of things. Went to all kinds of schools, all kinds of towns, all kinds of places, all kinds of states. Met all kinds of people. All kinds of people with all kinds of ideas and all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of characteristics. I'm not a pansy. I'm not pessimistic. I'm realistic. And I made it a point to be specifically that word realistic. As a child, I understood I had to make the choice. I understood there is a difference and there's a definition of that. The word exists, realistic, and that means something important. And it was something that I had to choose. And I did. See, most kids, that would never come up in their mind, came up in mine. Like a lot of things that didn't come up in a lot of people's minds. I'm trying to save you. And a lot of you just look at me as being negative. You're wrong. I was being quite positive. Any amount of positivity I give at all, and even my negative stuff, is really positive. See, I know free energy. I know strategy. I know weapons. I know secret technology and modern technology and old strategies and techniques and psychology. Yes, I studied psychology as a child. My mother took had psychological books because of college. So yeah, that's another one of my sort of talents, little known things, something I got used to. Yeah, that means that includes psychiatry, okay? Yes, I had the magazines too. That was another one of the, I didn't necessarily have the subscription to it, but I gathered them anytime I could. Every kind of subscription to everything. When I seen those magazine things, pull-outs or whatever, those flyers for, like, sign up for this, that, and get like 5 subscriptions. I'm like looking at like 100 of them, like, awesome, I want them all. Give them to me now. I wanted everything, even the girly stuff. Cosmopolitan, everything, of course, you know, as a kid, you know. But, I mean, it had great articles, too, sometimes. And Playboy, I wasn't, like, playing with myself watching Playboy. I mean, I was reading it. I just looked at some of my old articles I ripped out. And, of course, it was all a big spy operation, most likely, big honey trap. All about freedom this, freedom that, patriot this, patriot that, guns this, guns that. Oh, man, give me a break. I had a lot of super awesome articles. I ripped them out. Probably not even any pictures. Naked girls, maybe a couple little side ones. As a coincidence, not what I wanted. I wanted the articles. And I have a bunch of them. And some I never got to read. I just scanned them, skimmed them and everything. And just, you're all screwed. But the more you know you're screwed, the more you rise up and the more quicker you try to learn. Because when you're trying not to learn, then you're screwed. But once you start to try to get the ball rolling, you can really get the ball rolling, especially in mass. Yeah, and you can win. You can win. You're not likely to, but you can turn it around. You can get the ball rolling. You can start to really become smarter and smarter, faster and faster, and less gullible and less naive, and more really ready, really, really physically, mentally, spiritually ready. But mostly at this point, now I just want to maybe save your life for a longer time and really just save your soul now. And I hate it when people talk spirit talk as the solution. A lot of people know that about me. It's a physical war, and the spirits that hate you want you physically dead. They physically want you shot and killed. They physically want this, and they physically want the world. They want to be born in your body if they're not actually in a body right now. Okay? It's about the physical world. It's not about the spiritual world, except the ones that want powers. When they talk about money and power and they seek money and power, what's really sought is actually power and eternal life with that power. The spirit war is about them convincing people on earth to hurt you all and to mess with your minds and to physically take your money and use and abuse you so that creates Lucian problems. First of all, it means you never rise above and get free energy and fly into space in spaceships or actually be able to see with your real eyes other worlds and that there's other ways of life and better ways of living and horrors out there too. But they don't want you to do anything in the real world. They don't want you to have the real world. They don't want you to have a body. But unless you're suffering, if you're suffering, they want you in it. They want to keep you in it. And then they want you there to experiment on and to get loose. But see, the spirit world doesn't really give a damn about anything except its own self-empowerment. And that's why you need to empower us to keep empowering you from the spirits. It's time to donate, folks. Donate whatever you can, however you can. Check out. Give us Bitcoin. This is Billy. This is Argon. Back in five-ish. Happy Halloween.
Brian Rouge Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on The Brian Rouge Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Argon with Bill Grant, only at Revolution Radio.
And yes, it will turn out right. You know why? Because you're probably not going to end up with her anyway. And if you did, you'd end up getting a divorce and splitting the kids in half. And they'd be in school and turn Marxist and everything else. And it would just be a big headache. So, yeah, I mean, if she says no, whew, whoa, thank God. I mean, who knows? I mean, there was a time when it would have been great. But not on this planet. I noticed that when I was a kid, too. Anyway, welcome back. I'll probably turn Billy light, part angry, part light, part good stuff too. Anyway, it's Saturday night, 11:02 p.m. here, 10:29. It's the 29th, not the 31st. It's not Halloween night exactly, although people think it is. They act like it is, and I'm not talking about the club people. They should do that. That's how it should be. It's celebrating Halloween, having fun. Also, I love Halloween club nights. Hopefully you didn't buy a whole bunch of Halloween string of lights and all that stuff. Like, it turned into Christmas and all that yard stuff. And now you can't afford to turn it on, can you? Ah, too bad, suckers. We warned you. Everybody here warned you it was coming. And, you know, so anyway, we're calling, it's like more like us calling them the outsiders, the non-Revolution Radio people, suckers. Freaking losers. Let them pay. Let them pay. They deserve it. They deserve hard times. No, really, they really do. They're stupid. They may not be really stupid, like real terribly stupid, but I mean, they're not caught up yet. They're going to learn their lesson. Go ahead, pay the enemy. Give them war chest funds. Go ahead. They're going to turn around, raise their taxes anyway, and they're going to still keep raising the cost of oil and electricity and shut you down, even though you want to pay, even though you can pay. They're going to turn it off anyway, so... You know, they don't want you to have hot water. They don't want you to have water. Hell, not a lot of food, not a lot of water, kind of some rations. Don't want you living in tent cities. But either way, happy Halloween. I'm thinking, like, again, you know, homeless people along in rows and big rows down certain streets and areas. What is Halloween like for them? Well, you know, they probably don't want candy. They just want food. Probably might be candied out. They don't want to die from sugar diabetes. It's like they might want candy, but I would say go on a Halloween strike. I don't want to kill Halloween, but now I kind of do. Although it's one of my favorite holidays. And basically, hopefully you just donated either way. This is Revolution Radio. This is Argon on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We got the Matrix chat. I got to get in there and see what they're all talking about and see what cool stuff they might have put up. What is this, though? What is Okay. I'm not in chat yet. I gotta find that way. Let me double check. Studio B. Okay. Anyway, see, they turned Halloween into a big, big thing, got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, but more and more for adults and less and less and less for kids. So they turned it into an adult thing. And now they're going to crush it because now you're going to be repelled from it. You're going to be stopped from doing it the way you want to. And if the governments had it the way they wanted, although some planned it to go this way, they kind of killed a lot of bars anyway, didn't they? Mask mandates and what? Like alcohol doesn't kill germs? Like that kind of talk, remember? Remember the... No, like the best place to be would be in a bar drinking alcohol, infusing all your cells with alcoholic, you know, like germ killing disinfectant kind of, it's what you use as a disinfectant. One of the main disinfectants. Okay. And I'll be the choice. I'll make the damn choice. It's my body. It's my choice. It's my brain too. And my mind, and my soul, and my spirit, and my hologram. And it's all of our universe. But, I don't know. Halloween disturbs me now because I can't partake in it. See, I'm kind of in the South now. So basically, see, I can understand their worries more than where I come from. We had a lot more people, a lot closer. We all knew each other. All the kids knew each other and all the parents. And basically, you remember that damage to children and poison and candy and all that kind of stuff is rare. Even if there's a big giant rise, it's still like less than 1% or less than 1 out of 1,000 or 10,000 people or even far less than that will actually get something happened to them, and it comes down to this almost just as much tampering from store shelf products as there is in Halloween. You're just almost as likely to get something in your food, something wrong with it anyway, from the store shelf or something you order. You're not like safe because you go to a trunk or treat. You're just as likely to get a razor blade in your, I mean, okay, you can see maybe the cops now are going to like, ooh, you know, the control police, the thought police and the corona police, the contact tracers are going to go by and make sure you're conforming, wearing all your masks and check your armbands and colors and your social credit score. And, but also your license plate on your car. So they're going to get all that. Now you're out in the air, you're exposed to the government. So if a kid does fake that he got killed or he's hired to do it, and it's a kind of a set up false flag from the government kind of thing, basically they just could set it all up like we caught him through this license plate. And that's kind of not the direction I was going to go with that, but I'll probably take too long. Other directions, but man, I got all this stuff. Let me see. Hold on. Let me look at my notebook. I pulled this notebook out thanks to you, some of the listeners, and some of the donations from the past. A lot of you can't donate now, and you donated. Some of you donated very well. You gave the most you could up front, and now some of you are out of a job and a bunch of stuff too. But one of the totes that cracked that I bought. With the money donated to save my stuff that had to go immediately into the outdoors, which really did not need to go in the outdoors, turned out to be like, I ended up getting this light blue tote from Dollar General, but it happened to be an outdoor one on display for a long time. And the sun kind of made it a little brittle, and it was probably the brittler type, lower quality. And so I ended up cracking it. I ended up cracking it more than I even realized. But I kept covering it, beating down the cover like garbage bag covers, broke them all down. That tote See, that tote ended up being like, it was like, I think I got it at a dollar discount anyway, but it cracked. And you cannot have a crack. Can't have a crack in anything. Can't. Okay? It would devastate what's inside in it. The thing is, I got lucky. And I got really lucky because that was one of the most important totes there actually was. And that actually, the crack is the reason that I ended up taking everything out of it and finding out what was specifically in that tote that I had to repack. And I'm going to put other less important things, if I can find any bagged up things, in that tote instead. It's going to have light stuff and it will be on top instead of the bottom, blah, blah, blah. So, turned out to be one of my free energy notebooks. And as far as generating electricity goes, it's the most important one. Not necessarily in note form, but in diagram form. That's the one. So you, some of you friends and listeners, saved my free energy notes. And it's actually not the most important because electricity itself is not that important. It's like one of those practically drag-free, magnetically drag-free, mostly friction-free rotating devices. You have to rotate it in order to get electricity out, but it does not have any coils. It has wires, but it has no coils. It has wire contact connections, actually. It doesn't even not even have wires, actually. And it's wireless. It's drag-free, and it's practically friction-free. And that's just electricity. You don't need it as much as you think you do, although I think we're going to need a lot more. See, the game is to keep increasing the amount of electricity in a gargantuan level. Regardless of the technology you were ever going to forcefully make the government let you have, or you are going to be given or allowed to have, they're going to drag it all out. No matter how powerful you got with nuclear science and fusion, didn't matter. They're going to try to drag it all out and always make it seem like you can never have free energy. Even if we already have antimatter and like super spaceships flying around in space, they weren't going to let you go at the speed of light or faster. And they were not going to let you have actual free energy. It was always going to be rocket form of some sort, no matter how powerful we are as a race, no matter how much power we can explode. But they, in that case, would give you more and more and more devices to use up more and more and more and more and more energy, faster and faster and faster. But on the other side, they really didn't want you to have any of that anyway, and they really wanted you to implode after exploding outward into buying all these devices and paying out the teeth for getting ready for every Christmas, every holiday with all the new lights for this holiday, new lights for that holiday, new lights for New Year's, and fireworks, and glow things, and glow sticks, and chemical sticks, and now the new laser things, and drone formations, and everything else. And they wanted that to get going, get going, get going. You got more devices, more devices, more devices, more and more and more. And then you just collapse your wall. Just crash. No way you're going to afford to buy any of those things anymore. No way you're going to afford to pay for electricity anymore. But you already bought it, didn't you? You already put it on credit. You still owe that credit, don't you? Now it's going to lower your social credit score pretty a lot. Now you're not going to be able to buy things, not as many things as other people. And guess what? Social credit score and carbon credit issues means you can't afford to turn your Christmas tree or your Halloween lights on, can you? Or New Year's or party days or cookout days or anything, anytime. Can't even use it in your own home, a lot of you. Because of the carbon credits. Oh, you're not supposed to use it this time of year. Oh, you're not supposed to use garden water. I mean, we need that water. You can't use it for lawns. And now you can't use it for gardens. Now it's just for surviving, just for drinking beer, one cup a day, or injecting it into you. Might as well inject it into you with the needle with all the other needles and shots that one should have. Maybe you should just use water and saline solution. A lot of them are that anyway, right? Most likely. So I'm holding one of those. See, this one is not the free energy thing, though. And now I'm repacking that particular stuff, those exact notebooks. See, I found the other notebooks, one notebook in particular that went with that particular notebook. They were divided. And they're not my magnetic free energy stuff. Those are what's really important. Perpetual motion magnetic machines are more important than all other machines, more important than electricity itself. Perpetual motion will turn things mechanically first and foremost. Second of all, it would turn a generator. Now, the generator could be a normal generator. That's fine. But however, I invented a more or less free energy dragless generator to generate electricity on top of it. So I did both. And the more important ones, I don't even know where they are. I think they're kind of bagged. A lot of things are bagged, but not like necessarily sealed, like watertight. They're just in a bag, like a little moisture protection. Some drawings I had from 1994, 84 maybe. God, when was that? Kind of ruined. Over the months since I was kicked out of the RV and some of that stuff was forced outside, ruined. A lot of things got ruined. They were supposed to be seen someday by you, the people. All of it. As it was made when, at the time, they were drawn, sketched, and made. Now, mold just went right over it, right over all a bunch of my pictures. And really not a lot of important ones, to be honest. Just a bunch of... And one was not mine, but it was a couple of my ex-girlfriends and a friend or friends. But that's the only one I have of theirs. Might be my sister's. Might be the only picture my sister ever made on one of my pads, of which I don't know where she is. Might be dead. Ruined these months. It's been around since 94 or 1984, perfectly fine. And now it's permanently ruined. Because the world is chaotic and run by pure, total, unadulterated evil. It's not good. It's not advanced. We're not an advanced race. We've got a spattering and a smattering of advanced souls and people that are mastering their spirit and their own mind and trying to be as healthy as they can. And as Solaris reminded me by using the word the body as the temple, I kind of like and I hate that because I'm against the word temple now, kind of, because it's kind of too many religious issues I have of the past having to do with the modern brotherhoods and secret Essenes and all the mystery schools that to me ultimately are run by evil and are the cause of all the problems on Earth. The fact that they think they're so awesome and so good and that they do have such incredibly great knowledge is the reason they hate you, is the reason they're completely attacking you and destroying you. And then the really, really, really bad ones believe that like good is bad and up is down and that whole bit and that they should just torture the hell out of you. Not because you're bad, but just because you're simply not perfect, not up to their standard. And they want you gone. They want the world for themselves. And they want it physically. Again, I keep saying physically. You're in a physical war. Get physical. They want you to physically die. They want you to mentally die too, but mental death leads to physical death. Physical weakness, lack of moving around, lack of ability to use a gun or to want a gun, all kinds of mental ailments that would lead you to not want to or believe you need to defend yourself, not know when to defend yourself, not be able to get things to defend you, just all like mentally, physically, philosophically, spiritually, psychically, guns, bullets, shields, EM, protect everything. Chemical, biological. It's a full-scale war. It's a full spectrum. And it's full specter. Full specter war, as I say. I don't say it enough, actually. But There's just too many people that fell for the delusion. They fell for the sugar pill. They fell for the candy. I'm sorry. A lot of you here too, but the good side is you're not the enemy. You're the enemy in the sense that you're going to convince other people that it's safe when it's not, but you're not the actual enemy. You're not doing anything wrong or bad. That's just your belief and you're good people. And you're not going to harm anyone. You're going to actually teach all kinds of important, healthy things and even good philosophy and spiritual advice. And a lot of the New Age stuff I do like and believe in, but it's all been converted and bent, as I said, and it was always meant to. They always gave you like the ultimate pinnacle goal, apex to reach, but on your path straight upward, straight up into the cosmos, into the spiritual realms and advanced race culture, life path, they bent it, and now you're in a nosedive, and actually a lot of you already crashed and burned, and you will, you're going to. So prepare for that, prepare for pulling yourself back together. That's why I tell you, so you have a better chance of surviving and a faster recovery rate for those that do recover. But it's more about the spirit, the life after death for me now. I already failed at my mission. My friends already failed at their missions. Most of them are already dead, like I keep trying to tell you. I keep hearing all these people tell me how wonderful it's going to be. I'm the white hats you were looking for, and they're all dead. They died. They killed themselves if they weren't killed physically by someone else. And the others just aged out. And the rest are hiding. Stop telling me what a wonderful future it's going to be. I know everything you know and 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. I know people better. I know culture better. I know pretty much everything better. And you're trying to convince me how psychic this and your voices tell you that and white hats this. Don't tell me any of that. I know how the enemy thinks completely. I know how the good people think completely. Stop trying to tell me how it's going to be. How stupid I am. I'm the one who's been trying to save you from behind the scenes since I was like freaking 5 years old. Okay, pretty much I made a massive decision when I was 15. Kind of a deal with God at the time. And it's not kind of. Slightly varied version of God at the time. But I still was a Christian. To save you all. And my definition has been redefined. And I don't care about any contracts anyway, to be honest. We all failed. The world is a miserable cesspool with a lot of good people scattered and caught in between. And that's the idea. They got in between you all. They got in the middle of you. They're meddlers. They're spies and meddlers and like opportunists. They've mastered it. They're masters. The masters are masters. They're masters at the spirit and how to mess with you. They look down on you and they want to dominate. They want that future perfect utopian world. And I do believe they can get it. It's a worthy, noble goal. But they don't need to do what they're doing. And I noted that as well. Me being a lot smarter than they are. Most masters and most people going up in the ranks, in castles and everything, they don't begin as extra smart. They don't go down these paths on their own. They're in it because their family is in it. And it's all just simply given to them. It's just a matter of fact. And they're just snobs. They're really just thieves. They really don't give a damn. They really aren't personally into trying to figure out life or into science. It's just a matter of fact. We run the world. We're going to run it all. You're peasants and, you know, we got the blood. I don't give a damn if you've got the blood. I don't care if you genetically are superior. I could say the same thing about me. I could say I'm better than the Illuminati. I could say, yeah, sure. You know what? You are genetically superior to most of the planet. But you have an inferior mind and you were given too many things. So you didn't do anything on your own. You didn't really care. And caring is the most important part. But I could say, I could also have a comeback. I could tell you I'm genetically superior to even them. Would it matter? It shouldn't matter. Doesn't matter if I'm an alien with a head like 5 feet wide, with a brain in a jar that's the size of a No, not a dolphin. Like a whale's. Doesn't matter if it's artificially grown. Doesn't matter if I'm an AI with a brain the size of a whole building and a lot bigger, like a planet and above. Intelligence is good and bad. It's either or and it's neither. And intention is what it's all about. But it's not that. See, I'm a mix. I'm a pure blood mixed with. Let's see, I'm an Rh negative English blood kind from royal families, passed on down in a bunch of ways from the English European side of the world. And I'm also an Rh negative from the Atlantean, true originally Atlanteans of the American Indians. I'm both. I'm better. I'm a hybrid, I'm an upgrade, and I lived in the best place on earth as far as general abilities, as far as general life kind of balancing goes to get somebody to think correctly and aim high for the right reasons, to have the greatest intentions and the best overall ability to do it, and to still fail because of the damn miserable super evil on this world. Super corrupting, super chaos, super friction they keep causing. They're tripping everybody up day and night, minute by minute, second by second, for thousands of years, apparently. And they're apparently going to succeed because once they got on top, they mastered how to stay on top until you just crush out and die. It's going to cut off your oxygen, cut off this, cut off that. Just slowly go away, slowly bribe you up, slowly buy you up, slowly scare you off, wait till you die, wait till you age out, wait till your leg rots off, wait till you get blown up in a war that we created. In other words, them. Oh yeah, you're not going to be rebelling. It wouldn't matter. See, you can't rebel while you're going to war with Russia and China. How the hell are you going to do that? You're going to rebel? China's going to attack you while you're being attacked, bombs dropping on you or whatever. EM pulsed, you're going to say, no, let's go against our government? No, you're not. First of all, you're not going to be able to. Second of all, you're not going to have time. Third of all, you're just never going to be able to come together and coordinate. They've taken over all the communications. It's pretty much a done deal. You're pretty much wrapped up. Unless this is angering you and you're actually going to get it off your ass and actually really in mass do something really serious about it. But you probably won't. So I could talk nice to you all day long. I could be super nice. I know how to be nice. I was the life of the crowd on and off many times. I could be fun. Oh, times every single girl wanted me. Every girl. Every single one. But the ones that wanted this real bad punks. And the real, like, hairy, chisely-faced douchebags that really bad breath. Go ahead. Keep. Go for them. I don't want a girl that wants that. Okay? You thug type. Gangster type. Yeah, go ahead. You're not my type. Don't worry about it. Most girls couldn't get me. No matter how hard they tried anyway. And I'm not a prude. And I wanted a lot of them. But I was on a mission. Unlike most people on Earth. So you wouldn't know what it's like. You don't know what the philosophy is. You don't know exactly really what all the strategy is, except when you start talking about the Marxist plans and all that kind of stuff. That's a lot closer than the Zionist stuff. That's a lot closer. Very, very close. It still goes beyond that. It's still a much more complicated belief system. It's very complicated in how they get people involved and keep them staying involved. To turn against all of you and keep them turning against you. And most people, once they're trapped, they're trapped. They're not that moralistic. They're like, well, it's just me. I'm trapped. What can I do? I can't do anything. Oh, which I should be talking about Halloween now, huh? Anyway, I wanted that. I wanted those coyote. I wanted those coyote tapes, recordings from just in front of me. They were behind me the other night. At least one or two, maybe three, but generally the group of them is ahead in the woods across the street. And sometimes they get close and far and left and right. but they're generally ahead of us, rarely behind the carport in the woods behind us, because it's kind of in between neighborhoods. It kind of goes down in the valley, sort of, like hilly, bunch of hills and rifts, stuff like that. But there's dogs all around there anyway. Like, everybody has a dog around who has a house. Like, not a whole lot of houses. See, I can understand Halloween in the parts I'm in, because everybody lives far away, and the roads, a lot of them are not even paved. And I'm rubbing my eye. Hold on, it's kind of itchy. And, okay, and I need a drink, and I didn't have time to make any cocoa or cacao or cowcoa. No mix tonight or anything. Just water. So I should be lucky, huh? But probably full of chemicals. I mean, it's from a well, but it could be radioactive, and still got chemtrails leaking into the ground and all that kind of stuff. But, oh wait, I haven't checked for messages, and Bridget did leave some X's. Hey, Solaris, I wonder who she might have up next. And I was invited again on Jamie McNichols, but I missed it. Couldn't get, still no internet. And let me see. Let me try to get in chat right now. Anyway, if I tell you a lot of nice things, yeah, you'll feel good, and you'll feel good for a long time. Might even improve your life. I could tell you a lot of cool, nice things, really interesting stuff, but it isn't going to help you. It's going to enforce your false beliefs that you're safe and you're not. And it's going to delay the inevitable and actually prevent the ones who would have went into action from going into action. And this is... okay, all right, it's logging in. Oh, bam! Ooh, Popsicle Toes. Malia. And the bot. Fleeced, all right, cool. And let me see. Wait, we go back. Oh, the mechanic. I don't know what times those were, though. Wrong pronoun. Damn it, I messed up. And that wasn't me, though. Oh, a bunch of cool stuff in here. Oh, man, I wish you could. I did finally see a lot of videos after last show. Big D. That was about John Wayne Shaw, though, too. Gear Jammer. Hey, Gear Jammer. I gotta send him a message. Lavender Stream was in the house. Probably more likely to be on tomorrow at my time. I think she goes to bed early a lot. And who's that for? Yeah, a lot of people dying from the injections. COVID reset stuff. Ooh, JW before that, of course, because that was during his show. Let me just go back and Pat Rabbit. Hey, Pat. Hey, Rabbit. And let me see. Oh, I think I just saw Mitch. Did I see that? No. I'm trying to get back to the beginning. Batsman. Ah, cool. Batsman's still with us. Awesome. Anyway, this book, I get out of that box that I had to fix. I had to fix like 3 or 4 totes. And they have to be done in stages. You can't let anything leak in anything with boxes or paper. Just the too much humidity alone. Sometimes just condensation will just wreck things thoroughly. But this has like, this notebook right here, not the free energy one, has things to do with retired military family issues and great American Social Security fraud thing. The Social Security Act I was going to read. So that was about the security fraud. StopBadJustice.com. And then, like, pretty soon here, I don't know if I like this guy, did or not exactly anymore, but Roland Denome, it's 2 M's and an E at the end, was running for District 30 years ago. I was trying to keep up with some political things in the area and all that stuff, and I might be able to read a little bit of this Social Security fraud. Maybe tomorrow night or something. And now it's all collapsing anyway. And so it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. We tried to warn you. I did warn you. A lot of people did. I have Hope Artist Village. I'm not sure if that's good or bad, left here already or anything anymore. And a bunch of diagrams. Lincoln Chafee, who looks to me more like, is more of a bad guy. I kind of liked him for a while. I think I even voted for him or almost voted for him. I went to my old school, John Wick's. I went to school at John Wick's. That's where they were, you know, we went to vote. And there's a bunch of people to choose from. Cool Moose and this woman. This woman had a great idea. It's a great plan. I really liked her, but then somebody convinced me against her. I wish I voted for her. But Lincoln Chafee was there, and he showed up. And I knew the other Chafee, and I worked for his brother temporarily. Oh, no, it was him. Was it him or his brother? It was probably both. Who kind of half-screwed temporarily my cousin and me. But let me see. But Michael Woods, I don't know if that's James Woods' brother or if James Woods was running also. I got that in here too. And I may have confused James Woods running for his brother, Michael Woods, but Jimmy was helping his brother. So he was around at least one or two or three times to help boost his brother. I have to go over this and check it out after the show. But let me see. He was running for mayor. That was in Warwick. And then I have Scott Avedisian in here. And I know Scott. I know his brother. I worked with his brother. And he's not a bad guy. He did a lot of good stuff. And I think he probably became more of just a bureaucrat, kind of got absorbed for a few other reasons. But I don't really know. I tried to talk to them in the office. Just wasn't in at the time I was available. But Scott Avedisian. And I'm still not sure if I worked for his mom. I'm not sure if that's the same one or if he's the kid down the street that him and his friends used to ride in the motorcycles at my other friend's house. It was one of them too. And, it weren't bad. His brother's pretty cool. And, so I'm going to look more into that. And I feel bad that this is probably Michael Woods is probably the one that's dead now. Oh wait, is it? Yeah. He died some years ago, like 3, maybe 4 or 5 now. I didn't really know it until about 2 or 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. And I kind of did, but it's just too much stress and things going on. He would have been a great guy, but he was a Democrat. But still, yeah, kind of a different kind of Democrat in a much better town and all that. And I gotta see. I'm trying to figure out if James Woods himself ran for president, and Michael ran for governor. Unless that's really Jim's name, his real name. I don't think so, though. Could be his middle name. But Lincoln Chafee turned out to be kind of a prick, kind of a snob. And he showed up there. He showed up, and I was outside. He didn't know I was off to in the corner talking with somebody, and he's out there with his people. He showed up to do the hand and meet and greet. Hello, hello, shake hands, hello, hello, shake hands. He showed up near the end. You know, try to get people's votes. I don't know if it was near the end exactly, but near the end is when I heard him say what he said, when he was leaving anyway. And he did show up later than the other people either way. I got an itch, Okay. And he's out there just, you know, didn't want to answer many questions. I tried to ask him. I asked him some questions. He's like, just trust us. We got it all covered. I've been doing this for a long time. He just gave me a smooth over kind of freaking, could you gloss it over? Just a response kind of, you know, robot response of a politician. And it really meant, and then the tone in his voice and the vibrations and frequency and all that, it was all pretty dry and negative. He really didn't mean he knew what he was doing. He just meant he's in charge, him and his family, and he had to do with like a big USS, some kind of boat, some kind of like battleship or like a carrier, you know, something like that. His daddy, this, and they wear the outfits. At least his brother wore like the outfit with that little symbol on it with the, I don't know if it was like a hook, not a hook, but you know, what the hell do you call them? You know, you drop them at the bottom of the ocean, and the anchor. But he had like the USS this on it. He's all proud of himself and his family. He's like bought up this house next to his house to be turned into a dorm, bunch of tiny little rooms for a bunch of people paying high prices for going to college over there. And so Chafee, he's doing his meet and greet in a really like a condescending kind of way. Condescending is the word I'm looking for. And it's like, and I go ask him those questions. He'd give me the stupidest answers and no answers. He didn't give me any answers. It was a shrug off. And before you know it, he's like, let's get out of here. We shook enough hands. I heard him say it. He said something like that and a little couple more negative responses about the people. Yeah, let's move on. Shake hands somewhere else. That's what he said. Him and his little buddies had at least two guards there with him or whatever. And, he didn't even stay long. He didn't answer anybody's questions. He was kind of using star power, trying to. And I think he did make it. He became like the senator because he ran for a bunch of things, or a couple things anyway. And I wish I voted for the other woman too, but she still had a couple sort of socialist ideas. She wanted to hire minimal wage, in which we did need, but I didn't believe in doing minimal wage. But if we're going to do it, that should have been what she was saying. We needed immediately for an exact group, which she was totally right about. And I don't know. So, Nazis, let's see. Somebody in chat. Let's see, it's an extended link, though. So Chafee was there. That was a while ago. That was like, oh, damn, what year was that? Let's see, over here it was 2004. Might have been around 2004, 2000 to 2004 or 5. And then, like, I get to look up Michael Woods exactly. I can't really read it. I think it was 04, but it was the end of 04. Probably 405. And, man, the Senator Chafee and his freaking brothers and his family, screw them. Screw them. He seemed kind of nice a little bit. Scott Avedisian, I'm not sure. But I know they at least started out good. And they were definitely anti-corruption. I still think he's still too bureaucratic, probably a little socialist without knowing it. Doesn't really understand our rights exactly. But he's overall anti-corruption. I know for a fact. And but anyway, so I'm looking at all this stuff from my past, and I might never see it again. I'm going to bag it up. I'm going to put it in the new tote. I never see it again with the free energy notes. My free energy, my electrical generator, but my free energy magnetic motors, perpetual motion magnets. Those are the important stuff, and I don't have too many. I have a lot of little stupid sketches, just really ugly sketches and stuff, but chicken scratch kind of things, just going over brainstorming kind of, just reminder, a lot of just reminders. And should have listened to us crazy people out there. Yes, fleeced, absolutely. And anyway, what else is in here? Real quick, and we'll move on and get to more Halloween stuff, more free energy stuff, UFO stuff maybe. Anyway, let me know if there's any UFO sightings lately. I forgot about my visions. I can't remember. Some had to do with a whole bunch of events coming up. One had to do with, like, it gets in the news. Some famous woman, she's black or dark-skinned, might be Anne Rice. Not Anne Rice, but Rice, whatever her name was. I can't remember who. Could be, like, the DARPA woman. I don't remember who it was. She was getting around in the news, people making fun of her, so that looks like a good thing. And that she's a robot, like they had a head on a robot. And that was like a prediction I was being shown. And hopefully maybe I'll make it happen. Maybe just saying it just happened. And this And this other Jack Reed, man, he seemed like a nice guy. I liked him at first, but him and his damn dad, the whole UFO stuff involved in the whole, I do not want them involved. I mean, they the Bundy Ranch and the freaking yellow cake to Russia and the whole issue with Russia now, and the whole this shady bunch. Forget it. Jack is probably the nicest one of all, the freshest, the least corrupted, but no, you can't trust any of them, and they're all super wrongly influenced. Anyway, there's like bond financing thing here. I got the Bill of Rights on display happened in Providence Place. See, sometimes they do things like that. This is years ago, though, on display in on November 8th, many years ago. They had the original Rhode Island Bill of Rights. The Secretary of State, Edward blah, 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 the third, presents the Bill of Rights. So he's the third? Like he's royalty. I don't know, maybe he is. And that's probably like 94-ish, something like that. Oh, sometimes they let you know what your rights are. Besides, it might not be what you want. Anyway, then like, they have all these changes of services from the buses that we pay for through the taxes that are partnerships. In other words, So in other words, they're fascist. So you got the bus companies working with the governments as fascist partners, and they keep, oh, new notice, service reduction proposal. And by law, they have to show these things within so much time and pass them out when you get on the bus and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and another one, a service reduction. You know, even though you paid for it and everything, they're supposed to get better and better and better and better, and they sort of did someplace sometimes. And, oh, RIPTA announces more changes in its winter bus scheduling. Probably bad ones. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff here. Skip, 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 skip to the back. Library hours, hurricane safety tips, and that is done. Close that book. But I really wanted to get to the Great American Social Security Fraud. Look that up. Social Security Act was signed into law by President Roosevelt on August 14th, 1935. A lot of you people know this. A lot of our people know this. And a lot of our guests know this stuff. But remember, it's Social Security fraud I'm talking about, as opposed to rights this and like the 14th Amendment that and, you know, stuff like that, like the Fed stuff. Social Security, not like the IRS. So I'm going to get to that another time, another night, another time, another place. For the Time Lords, the Lords of Time, that is. Time travelers, that is. You know, the ones that control everything. And like Time Bandits, kind of. Anyway, let me see. I haven't heard Dubine in a long time, and I wanted him on my show, but I haven't never sent another message back to him. Myself, and he did say he was going to come on to Solaris, I guess, if he ever could. I know he's super busy. Anyway, he has his own shows, YouTube stuff, and other things. And I didn't hear him talk about too many free energy things other than like the dual, I think, counter-rotating two discs spinning in opposite directions against each other kind that either had to do with both free energy and anti-gravity or one or the other. And that would be the homopolar paradox discs I talk about. And I'd always wondered and wanted to test the dual spinning versions because you can have them go against each other or with each other, and either way they go against each other. Because if the magnets are lined up, if the disc on top is lined up magnetically with the disc on the bottom and they attract each other, they have the same polarity. So you would think they would, they attract each other and increase the strength, thereby would increase the amount of electricity coming out. But if one is spinning in the opposite direction, they would still attract perfectly well. The magnets themselves would attract, but the electricity they create would repel. So it would be like fighting itself. And fighting itself is the key to some anti-gravity. Magnetic fights sometimes reduced weight. They reduce weight. It causes a reduction of weight, not like weightlessness and not like negative mass. And let me see, Soul Stampede of Terror, 146 dead. theblaze.com. And Halloween festivities held in South Korea spiraled into pure terror on Saturday night. So that would be tonight, I assume. Thank you, Lavender Stream, for that. And I wanted to get back and test a lot of the free energy stuff, all kinds. See, I was going for the throat of the whole issue. I wanted it to be easy. I wanted it to be fairly cheap. I wanted it to be specifically easy to prove mentally to the average person. Not even necessarily easy to build, but as easy and cheap as possible. But the easiest to display. And one thing I did instead of build all this stuff, I always tested and tested. I never fully built many of them at all because I went in every direction in very little time. In a very little time and under harsh conditions and really no money most of the time. And I had all the seeds. I had all the right beliefs. And I knew most of it was already made by others. And I kind of just wanted to validate them. But I wanted my own. I wanted it to be better. I wanted it to be easier and new. And talking about Nazis in chat. But David sometimes talked about specifically the counter-rotating homopolar devices, the Faraday discs, paradox discs. And that had to do with the Nazi bell, I guess, speaking in Nazis. And one thing I've told everybody is it had to do with that was definitely one of the experiments. And they did it in a submarine. See, they didn't just have a bell in some room, like some bell-shaped thing or acorn-shaped thing. A lot of people are missing a lot of things that get a lot of things that is, it's a weird thing how people catch up in areas and don't catch up in other ways and miss things I've gotten. And one of the things they did before or around the same time, maybe, that was before the Philadelphia experiment was the Nazi bell. They did all kinds of Foo Fighter stuff and all kinds of things that were not anti-gravity, but people assumed they were, and some was anti-gravity and, or magnetic tests and all kinds of water vortex things and plasma vortex and liquid mercury. But people who talk about liquid mercury and red mercury, forget that red mercury is often red anyway. You don't even need the red. And there's different materials that are totally different for natural red reasons versus completely unnatural. And glow states that would glow red and other colors like purple particularly. But a lot of people keep going to the liquid mercury when one of the known Vermana types was liquid oxygen. It was liquid. It was like water. See, they had water vortexes. They had liquid oxygen vortexes and the mercury vortexes that were supposedly creating both free energy and floating in the air. I don't entirely believe it. I mostly believe it. But on the other hand, I know most of the experiments, especially Nazi stuff, was mercury plasma ion vapor. It was not liquid. It was way too heavy to make and do and unnecessary as a solid anyway, although I do believe the solid ultimately would be much better. If you get it perfect, if you do it perfectly right, you're working with the nuclear properties in a free energy anti-gravity way. It's nuclear power worth of power. Our force, as opposed to just piddly amounts of electron force in just little vaporous ways. Oops, I have to fix my headset. And ultimately, liquid mercury or a solid object, not liquid at all, just a solid object. I always wanted as a kid to find out how to turn the heaviest mass into the lightest mass with the most amount of awesome power coming out of it, like antimatter explosive amount of force to thrust a UFO or something forward. It would be the heavier it is, the better it is. the more power it would give you to fly and to move faster and stronger. A solid object, like solid iron. It wouldn't be a big clunk of metal anymore. And it would probably involve rotating or pulsing just perfectly and all that stuff. So ultimately, I did not like the idea of vortexes. I like solid objects. But most of it really was mercury vapor, was not liquid, unless they were talking about the vortexes. And you got to get it right. The angle has to be right. The speed has to be right. Probably might have to be at the right place on Earth. But they did it in a submarine. And they're going to have a flying submarine. They did have a flying submarine. They moved it. They flew it through the air. And they moved it to a place and landed it like on legs. And it was sitting up on legs when it was getting confiscated. The Nazis took the bell out, or that version of the bell. At least one to, I don't know how many, anti-gravity bolted in generators inside. And the only thing they cared about running away with and getting away with was those anti-gravity generators and or free energy generators. And that was it. So they got away with those, and all we ended up getting was the submarine and the evidence of what used to be there. And maybe there was one of them still left, but we did all kinds of stuff. I don't mean me, you know. It's a good thing I never got involved. Maybe it's not. Jeez, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know who's right or wrong anymore. Or I don't know what's right or wrong anymore practically. I know what's right, but this situation is just unbelievable. Anyway, it's almost the end of the show. Solaris Blue Raven coming up next. I never checked to see if she sent me a guest might be. And you got to experiment, folks. You have to be like children and explore and send your kids out during the dark. And you're supposed to know your neighbors. You're supposed to know if you're in a... Everyone's supposed to know each other. If somebody gets poisoned, everyone's supposed to know. And be in the news. But you're supposed to kind of be able to figure out who did it. And remember, gang member initiation, satanic initiations, Zionist stuff, Zionist, they actually, to get initiated into the big club, they would have to do something like that. And it would have to be seen on the news for them to show they did do it. And went ahead with trying to put like a razor blade in something or inject things. But look for needle marks. Slice marks, tamper marks, cook marks, opening marks, all kinds of resealing marks. Don't rush and eat your candy fast. You shouldn't have candy and you shouldn't buy it. Buy food for the homeless is what I meant to get to. Play and tinker around. Be experimentalist yourself. Be your own scientist. Be your own inventor. Check out everything. Check out what David says. And as it generates, see, one disc spinning in one direction creates electricity flowing in the opposite direction as the other disc in that scenario, and electricity opposing itself repels magnetically each other. So the electricity being generated in that scenario would repel each disc, but each disc would be on a magnet which attracts the other magnet. So it would be attracting and repelling at the same time, producing possibly at least reduction in weight, and it's a radial issue in that case, from a center out and an outward in, and a bunch of weird issues that might be tied to gravity, at least at a right angle. Who knows? Measure it. Find out. Build it. Buy it. Probably cost you like $1,000. Who knows? Anyway, what am I missing here? Oh, yeah, no, I didn't get a message. Let me see. Oh, there's other messages, though, and a video I missed. I was probably going to talk about. And let me see about food, waters, and medicines. Man, I forgot to tell you predictions probably tomorrow night. I forgot what the hell they are, to be honest. This is a flooding issue. I've seen a lot of water flooded. Roadways just flooded up to like the halfway up the radiator or something, almost that high. I forget everything else. A whole bunch of things in the news and a whole bunch of events. And they weren't all that bad. But it was still conformist stuff, still like more mandate issues, and I forget what else. And I'll have to think about it later, but no major big spiders. I let one go last night or the the other night. There was a little reddish one just sitting on a bag, just not moving. So I just captured him with toilet paper, and I let him go in the woods, and I did not whack that one. He's alive. It's alive. And the other ones I all whacked, and nothing beyond like around 2 inches lately, maybe 2.5. And no giant ones. Thank the great man.